you need a plan. You need a plan.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you need to do. And you don't, you can develop yourself. You can start asking people. You can start looking at landscapes, what you like and don't like, and then stare at it long enough to realize what it is about that that you like. Because that's not always in your brain when you just see something you like. You take it apart and really look at it. And so really look, well, that is about a third of the lawn that's actually of the landscape, this lawn and stuff. You know, pick it apart. And then, yeah, that would be good to do whether somebody designs it for you or not, because then you could ask questions. Well, why didn't you do this? Or I like that one over there. Why didn't you do that? Or what's why and all this stuff? A design is the first thing, because it's a lot of work. And you want to work towards a goal.
A lot of money, too.
Yeah, and in the end. And a lot of money. You're right.
But back it up. I got to backtrack just a second. Tommy said it, and I want to tell a story, and I hear this a lot. Not just a little bit, but about a lot. Let's say, Scott, we're going to look at some existing homes, and I want to get a deal. But if I can't get a really, really good deal, I'm going to buy a brand new house. What they didn't figure out is what Tommy just said to y'all earlier, and it is so true. Usually with an existing house, the yard's already in. The drapes or shutters are usually probably already in. You know, a lot of that stuff you don't think about. Yes, it's used, but it's already there. And brand new, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, because you can pay for it, it can be there too. Most of the time, there's not a yard. And what's probably the average price of a yard in a house, a Southland type home?
You mean a landscape?
Yeah, the landscape.
You know,
the whole
you
thing.
Could do $5,000 to $20,000 easy. You can do $20,000 easy.
Probably five minimum.
Minimum.
Okay. And then if you get plantation shutters, $5,000 to $10,000 is you blink your eye.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Oh yeah, for plantation shutters. The good news is plantation shutters
do. I haven't bought those in a long time.
They add value to the house because they count as real property with the house.
Yes.
Where drapes do not.
Right.
And you can spend that much money on drapes too.
Right.
But you can see real quick, you just went to, and I have my buddy right next to me at the office, just swimming pools. He's not going to like me saying this, but I'm going to tell you right now, the worst thing you can do in the world is buy a brand new house, put in a brand new $30,000 to $50,000 swimming pool, and move in 2 years.
Oh,
because you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
So and then you even with a pool,
you don't recover that money.
You can't.
Like yeah.
I tell them it's kind of like joining.
The landscape improves.
Yes.
Over 2 or 3 years, and a pool doesn't may diminish, but doesn't really improve, does it?
No. Well, you're 30. Most appraisers are going to give you between $5,000 and $10,000 worth of value. And the pool costs 3 or 4 times that.
Yeah.
But just kind of like a Bitwood membership or a SAC membership, go enjoy it because that's what you're getting. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you want a swimming pool and the swimming pools are nice,
right.
And I just
right.
to add to them. Folks, I told you we'd learn some stuff today, as we already are. Tommy, we were just talking about St. Augustine. My favorite grass is St. Augustine.
And mine.
I like walking through it. I just like the way it feels, the way it looks, everything about it.
You know, it's crazy that we have a lot of Northerners, Yankees moving down through the last 40 years, you know, from up north. And that's a weed to them. And we love it. It's our favorite.
It's our favorite. Well, you look at Bermuda grass, like we're talking, mm-hmm. It'll just grow anywhere. And you say, well, you don't want it. You know,
we can't grow it in the lawn sometimes, but we can in our flower beds.
Oh, yeah, or on this pavement.
Yeah, in the cracks of the pavement. Yeah, in the asphalt. Can't kill it.
You know, and isn't it funny, folks, the stuff that, I mean, maybe we're just the same as the people up north. The things that are in your backyard, we don't want, and the things we don't. Mesquite trees. People say how pretty they are. Well, go to the ranch in Sonora with me, and I'll show you how pretty they're not. You know, because they take over the country.
You're right.
So it's just.
Somebody was telling me about a spring they have. And it flows until the mesquite foliage is a half inch long in the spring. And then it stops because they're beginning to suck the moisture out of the ground. And that spring stops until winter. So there you go. Another reason.
Didn't know that either. But although we're talking about, you know, they did that experiment out by the Choate's place at Grape Creek where they had all those mesquites and they got rid of all of them. And the spring actually came back to life above ground.
Yeah.
And that's how much water the mesquites were sucking.
Yeah.
Because I guess they have that taproot.
You know, they're not native here.
I did not know that either.
They were brought up, and they're from Mexico, deep down in Mexico. And the cattle would eat the beans and poop them out on the way, and they just gradually brought
basically fertilized them as they...
That's right.
As they planted them indirectly.
Right.
But, I mean, even like in Sonora, which is not that far, it's about 60 miles from here. You go, and I remember as a kid looking through the pastures, and clear, you know, oak trees, beautiful. And now that same pasture, it's solid. I mean, it's you can't ride horses through it. I mean, we have to, you know, you have to do a program with the government, hopefully the government, to eradicate it.
Right.
And then our oak trees, we worry about the was it called oak wilt?
Right.
We haven't really had a bad case of that, have we?
Nope.
That I know of?
Nope.
Junction and Kerrville did for a while.
Correct. So I was in Wimberley last week, and there's quite a bit of it, in the hill country.
And that just sad.
Cause yeah, but there's a lot that didn't get killed, and it's just a natural thinning, and it's going to be okay.
Okay.
A lot of work for somebody that wants to remove dead trees.
for all my friends out there that have zero scape landscaping, as I'm fixing to, and we want it to be zero scape. Let's talk about some plants that we can plant in the rocks.
Okay.
That would be, we don't have to have a lot of maintenance, watering, and that type of stuff, that would be successful in San Angelo, Texas.
You know, the big agave that makes the century plant.
Uh-huh.
You've seen those,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. I think they're pretty.
They're pretty when they're placed correctly. Because they can, some varieties can get huge, right?
Right.
So you place one or two of those in a pretty big landscape. You know, you don't want a lot of them. If you had acres in a ranch, things could be placed differently. But in
A normal yard in San Angelo, Texas.
Yeah, one can be like a fountain, a showpiece. But you have four or five, and it gets old. Some cactus. Some cactus gets huge, and some doesn't. And even cactus, but even the ones that grow big. I saw a cowlick cactus in Wimberley at this place we were staying.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I planted one in the landscape, and I found out they grow fast and huge. But I did also realize, because I've kind of maintained the yard, that they're incredibly easy to prune with a machete. And they're like butter, cutting butter. It's kind of fun. But then you got to haul them off. I mean, it's a job. But
Do they have thorns on them?
Oh, big thorns. Oh,
okay.
Patties.
How do you call cowlick then?
Big old cow tongue, I guess, is big, and somebody named it that.
Okay.
But there are cactus, there's ocotilla, and then there's those kind of orangey-red Pride of Barbados Mexican Bird of Paradises.
Those are real pretty.
And they're tough as nails. 40 years ago, they always froze. Every year, every winter, they'd freeze. Now, they're not freezing. So, that's a great selection. Yellow bells, laugh at the heat. Lantanas do. I'll tell you a tip on lantanas. A lot of y'all out there in Radio Land have lantanas that stop blooming about now and maybe into next month. You think it's iron problem or nutrition or something. It's a bug called the lace bug that's on the bottom side of the leaf sucking the life out of it, and it doesn't kill the plant, but it reduces the energy enough to where it won't bloom. And you've got to kill the bug, and it's all on the underside. And getting underneath the leaves of a lantana is pretty difficult. So putting the systemic drench, they made up this stuff called imidacloprid, and it absorbs. It's absorbed by the root system and everything, and it makes the whole system toxic to any bugs that eat the plant. So it doesn't hurt any bugs that aren't eating the plant. So you can use a systemic drench on your lantanas, and they'll be blooming all July and August and through the fall.
Well, I have a question for you. We had a little get together. And one of the ladies was there. She goes, I listened to your radio show, and I thank you. She goes, you have Tommy Oliver on there. I said, I do. She goes, well, I have a question. And she has a beautiful yard. We're talking about St. Augustine. She has St. Augustine. And she thinks it's grub worms because it's heaven where there's dead patches. What does she do?
Well, I'll tell you what. I need to apply grub worm to my yard. I haven't yet. I need to do that immediately, and all of y'all should too. It's not expensive. It's the same product. It's imidacloprid. It makes the grass toxic to anything it would eat, the roots or the foliage.